This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, I just came screeching into the chair here, working on news during that break. Forgot that was a 70-second break, not a 3-minute one. I'm like running back in here. We've got a bunch of big guests coming up here today. Obviously, we're going to have a panel discussion with Leanne McAdoo and, of course, David Knight and Jakari Jackson at the bottom of this hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi pops in at the start of the next segment. He's got a new book out. We're also going to be talking about this non-indictment and more. Roger Stone has got big news on the Clintons being Chinese communist agents. And Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour of Overdrive from Her Britannic Majesty's England. So that is all coming up today. Before I go any further, we are going to be taking your phone calls, by the way, interspersed throughout the broadcast. All I'm asking is, like Limbaugh used to say, I understand your listeners, you're supporting us. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. We couldn't do any of this without you. But when I go to your calls, I really want to hear what you think about what happened with Hillary and the indictment and where you think this country's going. Because it gets a little obscene when we take call after call telling me how great I am. You're great. You're awesome, okay? But listen, I love everybody that loves freedom as well. We're in this together. I think we're going to win it, but we've got to stay focused on fighting the globalist. Kenneth in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, I'm just so disgusted with Hillary. Just seeing this blatant corruption. It proves as a millennial to me that everything that you were saying is, I mean, it's true. It gives credibility. It's just, I have no words. I mean, what happens if she gets in, we're done. I mean, we're finished as a country, in my opinion.
Well, when you look at how ignorant the average voter is, at least half of them, that's why these tyrants are so emboldened, is we're looking at just incredibly dumbed down, stupid people who, as long as they're pandered to verbally, they're not really supported, but as long as the establishment panders to them and pats them on the head, they'll jump off a cliff.
Right. And, it's unreal, and we'll see, I guess, in the, at the elections, if... how this will all play out, but we need Trump. We need Trump desperately.
Can you imagine what Hillary's going to do if she gets in? I mean, she's going to go for broke. This will be like nothing we've ever seen.
Worse than Obama, worse than the Bushes, the Bush crime family, everything you talked about. I mean, it all comes down to this. The technocrats, all the automation coming in, everything. The fluoride. I mean, everything is going to be added up with her. I do see that. She gets in.
Good points, Kenneth. Thank you for the call. Nick in the great state of Illinois. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I pray for you and pray for Trump every day.
Thank you.
It's almost as if they're pushing for citizen's arrest for her because no one else is stepping up to the plate to be a leader and make something happen and indict her. And I just wish that Trump would give Ron Paul or Jesse Ventura a call to be on his VP list.
Well, Ventura would obviously want to do that. Paul is, I guess, being a purist, when it comes to Trump. But Trump is a nationalist. He's an anti-globalist. He has really, I've gone from holding my nose supporting him a year ago to really being proud of the fact that I supported him. Because despite some of Trump's problems, he's for real. He's got a lot of courage. And he is just a great manifestation of America's, probably America's last chance. And we've killed hundreds of millions of babies, and we've been so corrupt and evil so long. Maybe we're just supposed to totally fall and collapse, and, the country's just supposed to burn. I mean, maybe that's what the socialists want, and that's what they want, that's what they get. I mean, but it really is up to us to decide that. But I hear you, brother. Great point, Nick. I appreciate your call. More calls from Brady, Denise, Vincent, Bill, and others straight ahead on Alex Jones.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, his book came out a few weeks ago with the headline, Partners in Crime. And I tell you, this multi-time number one New York Times best-selling author couldn't have been more dead on. World Net Daily Books. Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's worked in anti-terrorism and clandestine consulting operations, who's been involved in international banking, has multiple degrees, of course, top of his class there at Harvard, good long-term friends for 40 years with Donald Trump. So I couldn't think of someone better in the next 25 minutes we have with him to cover the waterfront, because we have just seen the FBI director about an hour and 30 minutes ago conclude a press conference where he said no indictment. He will not recommend an indictment. And Lynch said that she would go with his recommendation if she agreed with it, basically. That was the proviso we played on Friday. She said, well, she wouldn't recuse herself in case she disagreed with it, but she'd have to review it. So Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us to talk about that, to talk about Trump and where all this is going. I have to be honest with the audience, okay? I have never had a more disgusting feeling of dread in my stomach. I actually feel like someone's choking me right now. And of course, we've all been at the hospital and family members are dying, or we've been at funerals. I mean, I've been in big car wrecks and things. I'm not saying I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but I've been through some bad experiences. And I guess to kind of analyze my own psychological perspective, I've been dealing with the Clintons for 20-plus years. I know how evil they are. And it really is disheartening to realize that they're about to get even more power and are getting more corrupt as they go along and have promised to come after the Liberty Movement and the Patriots. And she's starting all these wars, and she's working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they've been persecuting Christians and conservatives and veterans and people. I mean, to come to grips with the fact that she looks three or four times crazier than she did in the 90s. And the way she acts and bragging about killing people and lying about, you know, Brian Williams stories about how she's in combat. I mean, there's just not just a feeling. There is a total intellectual understanding bodily at a cellular level of getting ready for a physical fight. I mean, I physically feel like I'm in the parking lot and a guy just pulled a gun on me. You know, that's happened before, back when I was growing up in Dallas. I mean, I have that same feeling of disgust and dread, and not fear. It's more like, get ready. Now, I want to go to Dr. Corsi to discuss this and more. Her communist Chinese connections, all of it. It is incredible. I want to ask Dr. Corsi out of the gates what his view of this, where this is going. And of course, his book, perfectly timed with the proper name and the research of these partners in crime, Bill and Hillary, what they're planning to do. Because I have a gut feeling and intellectual understanding that they are going to get their total wish list now and go for broke. Is that an accurate statement, Dr. Corsi?
I agree with you entirely. I mean, I think what we see today is that the fix is in. I mean, clearly, you've got the FBI, you know, if you listen carefully to Comey's statement, he basically said Hillary committed a number of crimes, that she's guilty of criminal negligence, and yet she's going to skate. She's not going to get indicted for things that normally people like Petraeus and others would have been prosecuted for. You know, double standard of law, and now Hillary Clinton has clearly tainted goods. It's obvious she lied, that she had classified emails that were transmitted over her server that she knew about and should have known about, but yet she's not going to be prosecuted. Now, this again is a double standard. And by the way, Alex, the whole thing looks like a setup. I mean, you have Bill Clinton on the tarmac, wink, wink, with Loretta Lynch. Then CNN starts, you know, tweeting that they have inside sources. There's going to be no prosecution. Hillary comes in over the holiday and testifies or gives an interview with the FBI. And then here we are immediately after Comey saying no prosecution. Hillary shows up in North Carolina flying on Air Force One with Barack Obama. The whole thing looks as orchestrated as when Candy Crowley pulled out, you know, the speech that Obama gave after Benghazi during the debate with Romney. It looks completely choreographed, and wink, wink, even Loretta Lynch saying, I'll just accept the recommendation of the FBI. Sure, she already knew the FBI wasn't going to prosecute. Of course she'd accept
it. Doctor, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been a political insider for a long time. You almost always call it like it is, almost like 99% of the time. What is the point of rubbing our faces in it? What is the point of acting so incredibly arrogant and Hillary kind of letting them have that let them eat cake moment, it seems? Or is this just megalomania? Is this just people that have decided as a political class they have Republican establishment cover, they're going to go for broke?
Yeah, I mean, the Clintons' attitude, like it was and has been in Europe with the EU, is, you know, the United States would be a good country except for the voters. We'd be just fine if the voters could be ignored. Because the voters are stupid. They don't know what they're doing. So the elites, the Clintons, were above the law, get to determine how they can make vast riches, you know, billions of dollars out of the Clinton Foundation, something we would go to jail for doing. How she can violate national security laws with her emails, which even the FBI admits is negligent, reckless. You know, how are we going to elect a reckless, negligent, incompetent person who can't run a BlackBerry to be president of the United States? But, of course, that's all supposed to be washed away because we've got a photo op, an Air Force One, with Barack Obama and Hillary. And they're going to hold hands and do kissy face and tell the people we need to have Hillary for 8 years.
Let me ask you this question. She's claiming she's going to go to the center of elected, but from what I've seen them setting up in their preparations, it looks like the opposite. From your sources and your own political gravitas, if she gets in, what do you expect to happen? Again, my gut tells me leave the country.
Well, I mean, certainly you're right in terms of that she's going to go more to the left. There's no question about it. I mean, Hillary has had Huma Abedin advise her. She was the one who is, I think, the butcher of Libya. I think you're going to find in coming months that Hillary was the one who destabilized Libya, abused women throughout Libya, let Libya go to the Al-Qaeda terrorists. I mean, this has already been clear from the Benghazi investigations we've had, especially the Citizens Commission on Benghazi made it absolutely clear that Hillary threw Libya to the dogs. I think with the Clinton Foundation, with things in, I'm proving in my book and others, you know, we've got Peter Schweitzer out there as well. Clinton's wanted the oil in Libya. They wanted to gain economically with Blumenthal. They didn't care if millions died in the process. You're going to have a Supreme Court that's going to be so far left, it's going to be unimaginable. It's going to be an expansion of government so that we have more government control in every possible area, more climate control, fake science that's going to further destroy the United States' ability to be an industry leader, world leader in coal and oil. Obama's just about shut down the coal industry. Hillary will make sure it's killed. I mean, you go issue after issue, and what's going to happen is, and by the way, conservatives, anyone who disagrees with this far leftist agenda is going to be identified as hate crime, will be put in, you know, concentration camps for thought reform. It'll be criminal to do things like be a climate denier. Meanwhile, Israel's going to be abandoned, thrown to the dogs. Iran's already been given, you know, free rein to develop nuclear weapons, and the Iranians are saying they've got 100,000 missiles pointed at Israel. No one's going to stand up under a Clinton administration for Israel. We're going to have deficits that are going to bankrupt average Americans, throw us into a global currency with the TPP and this transatlantic agreement both being ratified in a lame duck session. I think they'll ratify TPP, and then they'll push the transatlantic under agreement. We'll be into a global world economy, which is the prelude to a global government.
Wow. Well, I kind of feel like we're sitting here, Dr. Corsi, just calmly presiding over the death of the Republic. There have been so many signposts, so many indicators of a political clash and foreign interest being basically somewhat invincible because of the corruption at the top. But now it seems to be getting worse. I mean, is it accurate that it's getting worse, or do we just know more about it now?
Oh, I think it's a combination. I mean, you've done a great deal. We've all work to expose the corruption, to expose the far-left agenda for what it is, which is totalitarianism, and elimination of the Constitution, our free speech. We're going to have a Supreme Court that's going to be unimaginable under Hillary Clinton. You're going to find that, I think, like in Europe, Americans are waking up, and I think saying enough to this agenda, but this is a critical time. If Hillary Clinton manages to be president, then the Clinton Foundation is going to go into overdrive. Obama will have his own criminal foundation. Politicians in the United States will be in it for one reason, that is money, maybe money and power. You'll see the rich get richer, the global rich. They'll be the extremely well off, and then everybody else who can barely not buy a house or, you know, live from paycheck to paycheck. And they won't care. The global elite won't care. There'll be lie after lie after lie, a double standard of prosecution. Conservatives will be defined as politically criminals, while the Clintons, making millions, you know, ignoring laws with regards to classified information, running their own above the law entirely.
So this is a classic totalitarian takeover. If you just joined us, Dr. Jerome Corsi of WND.com. What is that, three or four number one New York Times best-selling books. Two of his books have openly, they say, affected the outcome of U.S. elections. So this guy is not playing games. Partners in Crime is the new book. And while he's talking, I'm being flooded with just backup articles and things that we've seen where they're openly in the Democratic Party platform. Daily Caller reported last week saying they want to arrest climate change deniers. They want to now start arresting people in Canada and the U.S. and Europe that say there's only two genders. I mean, this is true totalitarianism with a dumbed-down mass of minions behind it, and it looks like the left, as a kind of fascist global movement with socialism as the political tool at the bottom, exempting themselves from it, are basically attempting a final takeover. So speak to that, sir, and then expand, though. How does the Brexit affect that, though? It seems like that's only getting them to accelerate their timetable.
Well, in fact, I think what you see today with, you know, Hillary Clinton being announced by Comey that the FBI is not going to recommend prosecution, now you're going to see a run, you know, a mad run to the finish line where the globalists are going to try to take over power completely so that they can say the Brexit vote, well, we're just going to ignore it. We're going to slow it down.
So they're trying to sell it up.
Let's slow it up. We're not going to pull out right away. And then they cause a massive international crisis where, you know, out of fear, Great Britain says, oh, we better rejoin the EU. We better come on back. We don't want to destroy anything. This is the setup to push the United States. And Hillary's the plan. The Bilderberger globalist plan is to do the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, the Transatlantic Investment Partnership. This puts us into a global economic one world order that is the prelude to what we're seeing now in the EU, where the EU is finally saying openly that they meant empire. They're going to have their own army. They're going to destroy the individual countries' legislatures. You know, Italy is going to do what the EU wants it to do. That's always been the plan. It's been a lie from the very beginning.
That's right. They now admit, oh, we're just going to dissolve your military and we'll have an EU military and you can't leave. Open declaration of Hitlerian invasion or communist style, you know, Soviet takeover. I mean, this is classic, and they're doing it so nakedly, I guess, because they're in power, and it's the same thing, that will to power historically. Let me ask you this. You mentioned the Bilderberg Group. They have the professor there that invented the term, the precariat, where, oh, we've made everyone precarious to control them. Now, let's put everyone on a monthly stipend so everyone's on welfare, so everyone's dependent. Well, we've always known that's the plan with welfare and Cloward and Piven. But as you said, they now came out last week and said, we are an empire. We are totalitarian. We are technocratic. We will take over your military. And we are going to make it where the money you get every month is controlled by us. I mean, that is a nightmare scenario, but it's coming from them. You would write books. I would write articles, you know, exposing these statements to say, look, this is horrible. Instead, they've got the political calculus, Dr. Jerome Corsi, of just throwing it in our face. What's the thinking there?
Well, I mean, again, I think they're going to run to the finish line naked. They don't care. And the things that we were, you know, branded conspiracy theorists and ridiculed by the globalists, now they're publishing openly. The EU has declared it wants to be an empire. And look, this all fits together. The same day, you've got Hillary's not going to be prosecuted. The FBI caves in, admits she broke laws, but who cares? You've got the House going to vote, the House Democrats pushing again for gun control. They're not going to give up pushing for the guns. Freedom by freedom here. So, you know, the elite don't have to face law the way we have to face law. Hillary, oh, no, well, she did all these things. You know, she lied. Well, there were classified documents. She lied. She, you know, knew that documents were classified. They were marked, actually. But that's okay. Don't worry about it because, you know, we can't prove intent. Well, of course you can prove intent. You proved intent on Petraeus for far lesser crimes. She went to great pains to set up this separate email system, and she did it for a reason. The reason she did it was to evade all the government scrutiny, the FOIA requests, and to be able to pad her personal piggy bank with the Clinton Foundation, with all kinds of emails shared between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, where they could cash in on her various decisions, selling State Department decisions. And, of course, all this is just going to be excused. And we're going to be told, you know, by the officials that are there, that, oh, this is not we can't prosecute for this. You know, yes, all these crimes were committed, but we can't prosecute for this. Well, that's totalitarianism. That's the double standard. That's the elite. She's already been crowned part of the elite. She's already been declared president by the Bilderberger Group. Now they're just going to play the show out, the drama. You know, we have the Comey press conference, and now we've got the Clinton appearance with Obama and Air Force One, which, by the way, who paid for? Taxpayers. So here we get this coming on, and now we've got Obama, you know, kissy-kissy with Hillary, and she's going to be promoted as innocent, just pursued by the right wing, while she pushes the global agenda, trade agreements. Taking, you know, people don't realize that John Kerry signed the UN's gun declaration while all this was going on. The trade ambassador, U.S. Trade Ambassador Froman, declared that they were going to pass TP in the lame duck session. The lame duck session when, you know, in between the election and the new Congress coming in. The elite don't give up. And this is the elite today think they've won a victory. Now, where the American people vote, and if the American people start listening and waking up and understanding that, you know, Donald Trump, imperfect though he may be, is the only one who's going to call this without worrying about political correctness. That's just another standard, so none of us tell the truth.
I agree with you. And by the way, I think they've miscalculated. I think they're rushing the finish line out of concern. And I think the fact that this isn't a regular cycle where you've got some milquetoast Republican that's going to lay down. His greatest attribute is he's brazen and brave, and you know him well. He's committed to what he's doing, and so that's got to really worry Hillary when he gets into debates with her and you know, starts bringing all this up, because you know they're hoping to keep this from her constituents. But as more of this comes out, I expect that 20-30% that doesn't vote, a big percentage to switch to Trump. So, A, what do you think Trump should do? How do you think Hillary will strike back? And do you expect them to try to steal the election?
They're going to try to steal the election, no question. They're going to do voter fraud. They're going to do everything they can. Trump is the real deal. I've known Trump a long time. He is the real deal. And he is going to say these are criminals and that they are criminals who think they're above the law. And if you allow them, they're now, as demonstrated here with the FBI, they're going to rig the law in their favor. They're going to run the foundation to make billions for themselves, you know, sending defective drugs to AIDS victims in Africa, stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the UNITAID fund through the UN, filing fraudulent financial statements for their foundations. I mean, this is the real crime. This is the real stealing. You know, these are two grifters, Bill and Hillary Clinton. They have a trail behind them that stinks to high heaven of criminal activity and getting away with it. You know, they don't, no, I didn't really have sex with that woman. No, I didn't really violate any laws with my emails. Well, I didn't really benefit myself all that much from the Clinton Foundation. All lies. And this is the beginning. The American people don't understand. Go with Donald Trump. Saying that she's crooked, the system is rigged, it's time to stop it. You know, Thomas Jefferson was right. Every now and then, the elite just need to be thrown out. And this is a time when if the elite win now, there won't be a reversal of their control, domination, and push to totalitarianism.
And we're not being rhetorical here. We're not, you know, engaging in rhetoric. We're not hyping this. This is cut and dry what we're facing. And I think people in the government, corporations, just the general public has to all start resisting every way they can and withdrawing our consent from this illegitimate federal government that has become a criminal occupied system, Dr. Corsi. I think that's all we can do and start really moving towards some type of emergency plan to deal with the central government, because clearly they're gearing up for civil unrest while they create an atmosphere that helps it take place, while they radicalize all these leftist groups to target local government. I mean, you look at this, it looks like a communist destabilization plan. I know it's not communist, but it's offshore elites like Soros using a classical destabilization plan.
Well, I never thought I'd live in a country where the government had gone so far to the totalitarian left, using the IRS politically to punish conservatives, you know, defining as criminal expression which should be allowed under the First Amendment to, you know, be an objector to the hoax science and climate change. And by the way, the last thing we'll do right now, gun push is going to intensify to get our guns away. That's the next thing you can expect.
All right. Partners in Crime, the book, WorldNet Daily Books, WND.com. Come back soon to talk about their next push, Dr. Corsi. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Great pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Very dark times, folks. Very dark times.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to be going to your phone calls with Brady and Denise and Sergeant, as well as Vincent, Shane, and others in the next half hour. It's a roundtable discussion. We have a little bit of the next hour, then Roger Stone's going to be joining us. We're going to have Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, and myself. And that's the reason we have three studios, really, in here that we can go live from now, because we have so many great crew members and reporters that, just like Fox News or CNN or whatever, we've got our desk in there. They can get ready in another room. We can cut to them with breaking news, breaking analysis. We can cut to the other newsrooms. And we're hiring a couple more reporters, camera people, and writers right now as we tweak things to be able to really try to be able to cover world events, send reporters around the country and around the planet to really give you first looks and unfiltered analysis and live feeds, whether it be the Davos meeting or Bilderberg or the Republican DNC and RNCs that are coming up. And that's why it's more important than ever that you financially support InfoWars. We have the Hillary for Prison shirts for $19.95. All the profit of this next round of shirts, right through to the RNC and DNC, is going towards four flights a day, 2 days at the RNC, 2 days at the DNC, $35,000. It's $30,000 for the flights, $5,000 for the banners. We're going to have two different banners. And so these are giant banners, not just the regular size, the big, huge ones that say Hillary for President, Infowars.com. Because, look, we're going to get justice in the court of public opinion regardless of what the compromised, corrupt FBI leadership does or others. We know crimes when they're openly committed. Also, we're extending the 4th of July independence sale right through this week, but then it will end because we're not allowed to do that anymore with our water filter suppliers or with the storable food suppliers because this is the lowest you'll find anywhere, 20 to 40% off storable foods that are already at the lowest price anywhere, powered by My Patriot Supply. It's InfoWars Select by private labeling. We can go even lower. That is the best deal you'll find anywhere. Also, 20% off Alexa Pure water filters, also off their air purifiers and Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. And there's also some other items on the site that are 20 to 40% off. Take advantage of the Independence Day sale. You do not want to be not self-sufficient. You do not want to be dependent on the globalists. You want to be independent. And the best thing we can do is pull out of the system more and more and be self-sufficient. So whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds or the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, it is now time to take action. And to be specific, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the sub-site where you find the nutraceuticals. Just like InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the storable foods. It's just kind of like a bookmarker to go right to the subpage. But InfoWarsStore.com, you can find it all right there. Or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or Living Defense or Secret 12 or Brain Force or the Joint and Bone Formulas or Anthroplex or Silver Bullet or Knockout Sleep Aid, all of these are amazing products and are of the highest quality. That is our guarantee to you, to only produce and sell products that we ourselves use and our families use and from our research are the very best and the cleanest out there. Now, shifting gears to our roundtable discussion and your phone calls. I detest Hillary Clinton, not because she's a woman, but because she's a monstrous creature that gets hundreds of millions of dollars, $100 million alone, from the Saudis, who are the most oppressive people and the most anti-liberal people in the world. And only by being a so-called liberal can she have the cover. If Donald Trump was taking hundreds of millions of dollars from Gulf state dictators, where women are executed if they're caught, you know, having sex outside of marriage or whatever, or gays, it's just insane. And then to see her get all this cover and the leftists make jokes, it's sick. And then her crimes on all of the different things she's done, it makes my head spin. So I want to go through the response, what Leanne McAdoo felt and saw today as a journalist when she saw this unfold, then Jakari and David Knight, and then we'll also talk to the callers. And then I want to ask our roundtable, where do you think this is going next? Because I have never, in the last few years, had a sense of dread building up like I do now, and my gut's never wrong. And now it's gone from dread to just full-on, ugh. I mean, I just want her out of my life. It's like a bad neighbor or a bad boss or a bad employee or a bad cousin or a bad, you know, relative, whatever it is. You can get them out of your life. You can stop associating with them. They're called stalkers if they won't get out of your life. But I really have a visceral bad feeling when I look at Hillary Clinton, because I just, it's everything that's wrong with the world. Leanne McAdoo.
I agree with you. I was filled with dread, anger. She disgusts me. To me, she is like an oozing pustule, like a seeping bedsore, and someone needs to flip her over. I mean, she's so disgusting. She's decaying, and that's what she wants to do to this country. And the fact that the FBI director, the things that he said, he's just contradicting himself, saying that Clinton and her aides were extremely careless with the way they handled. Yeah, they could care less about the rule of law.
She was very careful to cut the tops off.
Yeah, and then saying that they mishandled it. Well, why not at least charge her with mishandling classified information? You know, General Petraeus, the same thing happened to him. I mean, that's at least just a misdemeanor, but not even that. And to just say that they were careless with the way that they did it, her aide admitted that they burned her daily schedule. Why? Who are you meeting with that you need to burn your schedule? And then the fact that that's, they're destroying federal documents, and they know that they did that. And not to mention the fact that she certified under penalty of perjury that she fully complied with the court order. She handed over all of her official emails to the State Department. But we know again and again that that is absolutely false.
She used it as a drop box for clandestine espionage.
And then when we, this is what we found out during the Benghazi hearing, the Benghazi committee, which they said, oh, they didn't get her at all. What a waste of time. Well, so this was in October 2015. Secretary Clinton could not explain why she failed to turn over 15 Libya-related emails. And her response is, I was under no obligation to make any of my emails available unless I decided they were work-related.
Remember, though, first she said a few years ago she didn't even have a server or other emails.
Right. No, she said she only used one phone. Meanwhile, she's been photographed with multiple devices.
And Kumi just says there's nothing there.
That's what just makes me so angry, is that now the president is flying her around on Air Force One. It's just an additional slap in the face to the American people.
Millions of dollars a day.
Not only are we not going to charge her with anything, she's going to get away with the crime, we're also going to fly her around on your dime because she's the exalted goddess, Hillary Clinton. But check this out. So this is what, I mean, explain this to me. So Comey says, to be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we are deciding now. So if anybody else does what Hillary Clinton did, they'd be in big trouble. But not Hillary Clinton. Nope, she gets flown around on Air Force One.
It's this gimmick. It's the gimmick that she's a woman.
It's just, this is who they want. It's her time. It's already been decided. They asked her to step down because it was Obama's time in the past. Now it is her time, and they'll do whatever they can.
Here's my next question.
What it looks like.
Here's my next question. We're going to Jakari. What does your intellectual but also your gut level tell you about what she'll do when she gets in?
Well, I think Jerome Corsi nailed it. I mean, she is, we've had prophets say, you know, that Obama would be the last president. I truly feel like that could possibly happen if she becomes the president. She will
become a dictator.
So many things will happen under her, and she's just going to go.
That's what Secret Service Agent Burns said on here last week. He said she wants a socialist dictatorship.
Yeah, and all these people who over the weekend were hashtagging America was never great, you're going to get what you've asked for.
Exactly. America has had a lot of problems. We talk about it. They don't even teach U.S. history anymore except bad stuff. What about compared to all the other countries?
Right.
Because they only teach you what America did that was bad. Why did everybody want to come here then? Because compared to other places, it was great in many ways, and its ideals helped lead the world in women's rights and in so many other issues. Now, England led the world in ending slavery, and we were kind of late to the game in that. But I mean, it's just so crazy how these socialists holding up their smartphones and all this stuff bitch about everything when it's the ultra elite that are funding them to help overthrow the middle class so there's no way out. Jakari Jackson, your take on Hillary and where all this is going.
Well, just like that caller that you had on earlier in the show, I believe he said he was some kind of a defense contractor. And he said that he's not allowed to use the government information on his personal phone or send it to a personal email and all that. And you look at the actions of Mrs. Clinton, who's doing that exact same thing, and you contrast that with Guccifer or Bradley Manning or Snowden or Assange, all these guys who get this classified information. They want to run them through the ringer. But you have Mrs. Clinton, who's very much aware of she's not supposed to do this, because your caller knows that. Of course, she has to know this, but she just gets away with it because she's Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That's right. Jakari, what do you think she's going to pull once she gets in? Because we've already seen what they've done so far, and it seems like everything is accelerating. What do you think is going to happen?
I think she's going to go a whole hog if she gets in there. She's going to try to pass everything that's been shot down, whether it's gun control or this new politically correct movement. I guess it's not new, but growing in strength, politically correct movement. She's going to do everything that she wants to do. She's going to keep telling these whopper lies about how she dodges sniper fire like she's Neo in the Matrix and all these other things that she's been doing the entirety of her career. And I always run into these people. She's so experienced. People just hate her because she has so much experience. Well, let's look at her track record. What has she actually done that was good? She lies about everything. You know, she's covering, or she calls bills bimbos or whatever the terminology was. She talks to the Benghazi victims. She promises she's going to help them. And then when they come out and want some accountability, she calls them liars. She tells them to get over it. We had the article up just last week about the Benghazi widow who said, Mrs. Clinton, you said you're going to help me, and now you're telling me to get over it.
Yeah,
this is the type of action that we can expect from a President Clinton.
Now, going to David Knight. David, let me ask you this question. What do you really think is going on here? Why is she so above the law? She looks like she's half dead. Clinton looks like he's going to die any minute. I mean, seriously. I said he was like a reanimated corpse a few years ago out of Day of the Dead, but he looks like he's dying, like people I've seen that are, you know, a month away from dying of cancer. David Knight, why are the elites so behind him? They would put us to sleep if they put somebody younger in or somebody who didn't have all this baggage. Is this just the arrogance of the elite, or what are they planning?
Yeah, Alex, she's the only dog they've got in the fight at this moment. You know, we've had situations in the past. You look at 4 years ago, we had Obama and we had Romney. What they wanted then was Obamacare. They were going to get it whether they got Romney or Obama. And that's the way they like to play. They like to have two people on either side, this fake choice that they present.
That's what Carol Quigley said in Tragedy and Hope. He said, we just have
right.
two different parties, but really they're closely tied, so we get the same right. agenda regardless. But Trump upsets that.
And you see that the establishment elite and both parties are very concerned about Trump. They want to do anything, no matter how blatant it is. And Alex, as I pointed out on Sunday, this was an orchestrated cover-up. We could see this developing. And I knew, and I said it on Sunday, I said, look, if you had any doubts as to whether or not she's going to get indicted, look at the fact that they scheduled the FBI meeting on the Saturday around the 4th of July weekend. That's other than like the last Saturday before Christmas. That's the time that they could only time they could pick where there'd be fewer people paying attention to this. And that's precisely what they've done. If you look at it a week ago, we had the snakes on a plane meeting and she says, well, it was just personal information. Look, we understand that Attorney General Lynch is a close personal friend of Bill Clinton. That's why she should have recused herself even before this meeting, which violated every ethical standard that the American Bar Association or any other legal group would have there. She had a close personal relationship. She had a close working relationship with him. He is the one who gave her all of her big career breaks. They had a close political relationship. Those are the three tests as to whether or not you should recuse yourself.
Plus,
she
they had
all three boxes.
That's key. But plus, they had the FBI order the cameras turned off. I want to go back to you, David
right.
Jakari, on this. But let me ask Leanne this question. Why have the meeting? Why try to cover it up? Then why to try to act like it's no big deal once they did it? I got to tell you, it's like they did it on purpose. They know how to secretly meet and not have to be on a tarmac in front of 50 reporters when Lynch was one of the hottest interviews at the time, being chased around. Why are they doing this? Nichols knew them well, put them in power. He said they want to break our will.
I agree. And that's almost that's how I feel, like my will is broken. Like they put it out in your face. They even leaked conveniently that Hillary Clinton is considering keeping Loretta Lynch on as the attorney general if she gets elected. You know, it's like they're just putting out this information to just show us how above the law they are and how we're powerless. They can do whatever they want. The rules don't apply to them.
Jakari, do you think it's that, or do you think we're reading more into it? I'm just, it's crazy how arrogant they are.
I think they honestly feel that they are above the law, and to an extent they have proved that. It's to a point now where they're just going to do anything they want because they know that nothing's going to happen to them. They're just going to come out there with the media machine, the politically correct machine. You hate Hillary because she's a woman. You don't want to see the first woman president. That's all they have. And to go on what David was talking about, Lynch's personal relationship as it comes to the Clintons, okay, maybe they are close personal friends in real life, but if you get selected for jury duty and you know the accused, you're not going to get selected for that jury. It's just that
exactly.
simple. Meanwhile, they have them running around investigating them, and they're hanging out talking about supposedly golf.
Well, she offered that as an excuse. Yeah, it's not an excuse. It's a reason that she shouldn't have even still been in that position as a prosecutor or judging the evidence.
If you're a judge, a prosecutor, or a witness in a trial or in a criminal case, you don't talk to the other people outside of court or a registered, you know, police interrogation room. You do not talk to them.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what do we do at this point? How do we let this stand? I mean, that's what it is. They're breaking our will to let us see that we are completely powerless, but we're not powerless. How do we change this?
That's a good question, David. I mean, how do you think we change that? I mean, I think in the court of public opinion, we We destroy these people. We don't just lay down and have them break our will, just like they tried to break our will with the British exit. We just go to the next level. They're never going to give up. We're never going to give up. And that's what we have to understand. This is the animating contest of liberty. David?
As we were talking about this morning, Alex, it is really their declaration of independence of the rule of law. Because as we saw last week, not only did she not recuse herself, as I point out, because of these close personal relationships, but then they did it in our face, as you're pointing out, with a declaration. Then the day that we learned about that, which was 2 days later, last Wednesday, they come out and say, we're not going to release any emails for at least 27 months. Mm-hmm. That was something the State Department wanted, and that was something the Department of Justice under Lynch said we're not going to do. Then we find out they're going to hold this meeting at the time that nobody's going to pay attention to it. When I heard that they were having, the FBI was going to have the meeting today on Hillary Clinton, I told my wife, I said, that's it. They're not going to do anything at all to her. Right. But then when he started to talk about this, Alex, and he started to lay out all the details of what they had to do with their investigation, how they found 110 classified emails, and that was a felony, I said, I can't believe this. Sounds like he's going to indict her. And then he does a complete 180 again and says, really, you know, they're felonies, really, but we don't really care.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home.
They're
what
covering Obama. They're covering for Obama. He won't even have to do a Nixonian pardon.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not even have to do a pardon. Because they're just going to have the bureaucracy pardons you now. This is really almost a coup of the bureaucracy. This means if you can get in as the attorney general or the head of the FBI, you run the country pretty much. I mean, this is way beyond J. Edgar Hoover at this point. Stay there, guys. I'm going to go right to the calls here. Brady, Sergeant, Shane, Vincent, Denise, your call straight ahead, your comments. We're going to get you on, but your quick comments straight ahead, caller. So get ready. Leanne McAdoo, Alex Jones, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, all reporting from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. And you heard Dr. Corsi earlier. He says they're going to criminally come after their political enemies. That's exactly what Larry Nichols said last Friday. So this is serious.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
extending the 4th of July Independence Day sales on 20 to 40% off storable foods, water filters, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to take advantage of that. It's one thing I can do is just get ready myself and fight as hard as I can to wake people up. We're doing a roundtable discussion in here a little bit in the next hour. Then Roger Stone joins us with a lot of breaking news in the Clinton crime family and on the attempts to ban pro-Trump rallies at the RNC, but they're going to let the Democrats operate. This just shows the fix is in, but don't let them oppress you as a political group. Don't let them silence you. Because if they're able to intimidate us and shut us up, then we're in a lot of trouble. This is a fight. Brady in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I basically share the same frustration from the FBI's comments this morning, but I also had a thought going forward. I'm wondering, even after the liberal media and the Democrats have criticized the Bill Clinton-Loretta Lynch meeting, do you think Bernie Sanders will still sell out and endorse Hillary?
Absolutely. He's a socialist. He wants to gut this country. He hates it. He wants to see it brought down so him and his little commissars can divvy up the money and sit there in their duchies. And that's how this always works. These are predators. I mean, I believe he is a predator. He says a lot of stuff that sounds good on the surface, but he's a hardcore predator. When it comes time to him to really go after the Federal Reserve stuff, he doesn't. So that's my view on Sanders. What do you think? What do you think, Jakari? What do you think, David?
Well, I agree with what you said right there. When you have a guy like Bernie Sanders, of course, he's not exactly happy as to what happened between him and Clinton in the primaries. But at the end of the day, he's going to support that party because it's the closest thing to the socialist utopia that he'd like to see happen.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was waiting in the wings, Alex, to see if they're going to indict Hillary Clinton and if that was going to change things in the Democrat Party. But I don't think he ever had a chance. The Democrat leadership would not have given this to him. I think they would have put in Joe Biden. I think they're that corrupt.
Yeah, it's a Politburo cult. They're the Central Committee, yeah. And now they admit that. They just appoint who the nominees are, and Trump's not playing along, so the fix is in.
That's right. And you talk about what's going to happen next. We understand what's going to happen next because we've seen what they have done coming after whistleblowers. Look at the case of Thomas Drake, for example. Again, saying that he had classified emails on his computer, which he didn't. They tried to put him away for 35 years, and we'll talk about that in detail later today. But
in the fourth hour. By the way, they SWAT teamed Benny.
That's right.
I mean, this is Leanne.
That's right. They trumped up charges against these people when they hadn't done anything. That's what Hillary Clinton will do, whatever she wants, but she will punish her enemies just as we've seen them try to punish these NSA whistleblowers.
That's right. Leanne McAdoo, when you were around Austin, and I'm guessing you talked to some so-called liberals. I've been thinking you was like a real liberal, libertarian. Correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, we're pretty much politically on the same page as common sense freedom. When you're talking to liberals, I mean, I know some of them are supporting Hillary. I don't find many, which really shows what a hoax this is. Why are they supporting her, or can you even find anybody?
Well, I try very hard to not be around people who support Hillary Clinton, but if I do happen to run into that one odd fellow or female out there, how do you gaslight yourself? How do you sit there and say that her crimes are excusable, that she could actually be the next president of the United States of America just because she's a woman?
As a woman, do you want the first woman president to be that lady? I would not.
We deserve better. As a woman, I deserve better. I deserve a better representative to be the first female president.
What are the left, just like Venezuela in places, so dumb? When everything collapses, they'll in 5-10 years, they won't, or even sooner, they won't even know why it happened. They'll just call for more socialism.
Well, and that's what it is. It's like they're dumbing us down and they're just breaking our will to the point where people are just bending and they're saying, well, she's totally corrupt and she's proven that she's above the law. They come right out and say if anyone else does it, they're going to go to jail. Sure. But she's fine.
Caller, you anything else you want to add? Caller's gone. I'm going to go right back, and he's been holding the longest after that. Vincent. Then Denise Sargent and others, Jakari Jackson and David Knight riding shotgun with us a bit more straight ahead. And then they'll be back in the fourth hour today. And we've also got some other special guests joining us. Stay with us. Please spread the word about this feed, audio feeds, local stations, however you're listening to us. They don't want folks to hear this.
This is TPN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.